conclusion.
Okay, all right. Sir, let's just focus on one verse. Romans says...
Which one?
Let's just focus on one. That God says that he's storing up punishment for those who refuse to repent. That's easy. What do you do with that verse, sir? What do you do with all the judgment verses? That Jesus said he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. How do you, as an emergent, deal with those verses?
I think that they have all to do with people being eliminated from what God is doing in the world. So when judgment comes, the judgment verses all have to do with what judgment is. And what the Bible says judgment is to kerem in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew. The kerem is to replace that which is not in agreement with God with that which is in agreement with God. This is the same notion as the fire that purifies. Judgment is when God recreates the world in the way that it ought to be. The purpose of judgment is to make the world the way that it ought to be. So from Genesis all the way through Revelation, the finalization of judgment is the recreation of the heavens and the earth.
Okay, now let's say that we agree
that's
on that.
That's what it is.
Who's going to be in that nice place? A good Buddhist and a good Muslim?
Now again, you've created this idea, which apparently you're stuck with here, that there are places.
Well, you just described it, sir. You said he's going to recreate a heaven and earth.
No, I didn't just describe another place.
Oh. What is it then?
It's the recreation of all that exists.
Is it a real play? Is it a real thing?
Here we go again. I mean, now I'm starting to worry that maybe what you're articulating here is a Platonic understanding of the cosmos.
Do we exist?
That really what you're into here is some kind of a dualistic Platonic understanding of the cosmos. I'm beginning to think that maybe you're going to suggest next that God is distant and removed from the earth.
In a sense, yes. In a sense, no. But nevertheless,
well,
sir,
are we here? Yeah, that would be consistent with this Platonic understanding.
Am I real?
Is this other place.
Doug, am I real? Do I exist?
Well, I think so. I've only heard your voice.
Okay, good. So we're here. This is actual. This is stuff. We exist on this planet, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so when God creates a new heaven and a new earth, what is that going to be if it's not an actual place?
It's a recreated heaven and earth.
Okay, fine. Who's going to be there?
There?
Well,
here we go again. This is just not working.
I agree.
It's unbelievable. See, I have a very difficult time working with the dualistic Platonist like yourself because I have to be taken back and to remind myself that rather than following the Jesus narrative, I have to go into Plato and Socrates' understanding of the cosmos so they can end up with a heaven in one place, in one sphere, and functioning by one set of rules.
So heaven, let me try to understand your narrative. Is heaven and hell together? Yeah, I agree, it's unbelievable, sir. You're right. Is heaven and hell... okay, so what is it exactly?
See, you create this context, right? You create this structure.
Yes, because
and then
Jesus
you ask
said
about
I go
it
to
as aware
a
place
for you.
And then
okay,
you say
well,
to me,
I
would you
know.
Please define for me what it is?
Sir,
I mean, if you're unclear about it, then maybe you ought to go. I mean, you could go look at what Plato or Dante's understanding of hell is. Because
I'm not doing that to you, sir. I'm not doing that to you with those kind of reckless characterizations. But nevertheless, would you preach at the funeral of a Muslim? Pastor, would you preach at the funeral of a Muslim?
Would I preach at the funeral of a Muslim?
Yes, sir.
I've never been asked to preach
Let's
at
say
the funeral
you were.
Of a Muslim.
Let's say you were.
Well, if I have a Muslim friend, if one of my Muslim friends were to die, and they asked me to talk at their funeral,
mm-hmm.
of course I would.
And what hope would you offer their Muslim family?
Oh, I'd offer them the hope that I offer everybody, and that's reconciliation with God that comes through Jesus Christ.
All right, sir. Now you recognize, and I'm not going to sling this around recklessly, but if I understand you correctly, what you're presenting is outside of Orthodox historic Christianity. You do realize that, correct?
No. What you're suggesting in this phone conversation is outside the bounds of Orthodox Christianity because it's riddled with Platonism and it's riddled with a cosmology that would never be acceptable to Christians through the ages.
Like Luther? And Calvin and Spurgeon and Whitfield and Moody, those guys wouldn't agree with me. They'd agree with you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't tell you everything that you believe about things, but if they had to listen to this conversation, I think they'd be terrified too, sir.
Doug Padgett of SolomonsPorch.com. We'll let everybody decide Did you understand what just happened here? This is Way of the Master Radio.